Welcome back to Insight at Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This is a big week for the arts and nonprofits around our region. Every month, arts advocate Veronica Rodriguez hooks us up with events and activities in our backyard, and she joins us now for May's Arts Talk. Veronica, welcome back.
Thank you.
All right, so today is Big Day of Giving, the 24-hour fundraiser for nearly 1,000 nonprofits across four counties, Sacramento, Yolo, Placer, and El Dorado. We have the organizers on our show yesterday to learn about its history. You were involved when it first got started. Why do you think it's grown so much over the years?
The work they've done over the past decade plus is just phenomenal. This is now a quintessential part of so many nonprofits' fundraising strategy because it provides the people the opportunity to learn about organizations. It helps all the nonprofits have a huge marketing push, which is one of the hardest things for nonprofits. But Big Day of Giving, it's a platform to donate, but also find new nonprofits. There's incentives, there's fun events, there's kind of a little bit of everything. And there's ways to make every dollar count, right? So the incentive matches. The arts community has really been thriving through this fundraiser for events and experiences. And I think it's because, you know, back in 2013, when the Region Community Foundation started, it was actually just for the arts. Like, let's start off a little bit slowly. And it was the Arts Big Day of Giving. And I was fortunate to run the social media campaign to rally the arts community. And it was this really big city initiative and a way for people to rally together. And from that momentum, here we are today, decade plus later, almost 1,000 organizations participating.
Well, speaking of the art programs that we love, the weather is just looking sweet. We had a little bit of rain, but the sun is out.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for art walks this weekend. There are plenty of opportunities just to get out and experience art. So where should people head first?
This weekend, you know, ideally you're donating a lot of money today. So you want free events. Let's focus on the Second Friday Art About in Davis, which is always lovely, walkable, beautiful weather, small snacks at the local restaurants. And of course, the Second Saturday Art Walk is this weekend, where the galleries are open in R Street and in Midtown Galleries. And the art walks are great evenings out. They're a lot of fun. But if you're looking for something during the day on Second Saturday, you can go to Sutter's Fort, which kind of seems random, but it's not. You can experience the historic blacksmithing and spinning and weaving, a lot of hands-on arts and crafts. I do have to admit, I went to Sutter's Fort when I was in fourth grade. And then recently, 30 years later, with my son's fourth grade class.
Full circle moment.
Full circle. But it was so fun. And now this is part of our activities that we go to. Because why and where else can you learn to loom on a beautiful Saturday day but at Sutter's Fort? So it's really a great fee, $5 for adults, youth, or $3, 5 and under, kids are free. And that's Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Awesome. I've actually packed a picnic at Sutter's Fort, so you can learn a new skill, too, on Saturday. So what about the festival lovers in our audience? What's happening this weekend for them?
Big festival this weekend in Elk Grove. It's the second annual George Awani Dimela. It's a Punjabi cultural festival presented by the Northern California Youth Foundation and Elk Grove Regional Park on Saturday. It's free cultural event. It's a vibrant family-friendly celebration of the Punjabi heritage and culture, and you can expect all the fun stuff, the music, the vendors, and my personal favorite, Punjabi dancers. They're fun, they're lively, and they get everybody participating.
I love that there's art walks and festivals, and second Saturday on a weekend that is also Mother's Day.
Yes. Your official reminder, Mother's Day is Sunday, everybody, okay? And I know it's always a win to take my mom to the art walk, and I take her to go see, you know, my brother Raphael. It's good quality time. But this weekend is also Berry Fest in Yolo County Fairgrounds in Woodland. And it's Saturday and Sunday, the 9th and 10th. And it's a super group friendly day out. All the strawberry inspired snacks, the yummy cooking demonstrations, kids carnival games, bands, and there's even a mom's lounge, which is a really nice touch. Children 5 and under are free. Youth and seniors, $7, general 14, and $10 parking. But a really great day out for the friends or family.
I can get down with some strawberries. Mm-hmm. Oh, love that. So May is also Asian American and Pacific Islander AAPI Heritage Month. And there are a couple celebrations and events planned to celebrate it. So what can people expect?
Well, this on Friday, May 15th, so next Friday, there's the 5th annual AAPI Night Market. That's hosted by the Sacramento Asian Chamber of Commerce. And this is a huge display of all aspects of the AAPI community, including the business community. So it's mixed with all the food vendors you could dream of. Really, a lot of top DJs is a big draw for them, artists and vendors from their community, and it's kind of a foodie's dream out there. There's thousands of people that come, and if you're looking to build your business, that's also a great spot to go. It's Friday, May 15th. General admission's around $35. Website is aapinightmarket.com.
I love it. I got to attend the first one and just seeing it grow over the years. It is a foodie's dream. Mm-hmm. There's so much food, and it's, of course, Capital Mall gets taken over with this festival, and it's just a great way to spend the day. But it's not the only one happening. So there are two other free festivals wrapping up the month, right, Veronica?
Yep. Again, we want to keep it free this month. So on Saturday, May 23rd, it's the International Kids Festival presented by the Russian American Media at William Land Park. This is a mainstay. This is, should be an anchoring point for every family tradition. It's super vibrant, family-friendly events, and it's completely free. It's an intense kids' day, like with all the favorite things, the pony rides, face painting, train rides. There's jump houses, which all you really need is jump houses for the kids, but they have a lot more. Plus, you're celebrating all the cultures that are here in Sacramento, right there in William Land Park. Again, it's free May 23rd, 10 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. InternationalKidsFestival.org for more info. And of course, let's wrap up the month with one more free festival out in that Rancho, Folsom, Citrus Heights area. Sacramento Valley Korean Cultural Festival is going to be at the KP International Market parking lot in Rancho, Cordova. This is going to be more traditional Korean performances, K-pop showcases, youth talent shows, and of course, a K-pop dance competition. So they're doing everything right because K-pop is the thing. So that's going to be May 30th, 11 to 5, also free.
KP is where it's at.
Yep, absolutely.
I love that store. Okay, thanks, Veronica.
Absolutely.
Always just so much fun, so much going on. That is arts advocate Veronica Rodriguez with this month's Arts Talk. But before we end Arts Talk, the Insight team is actually participating in one this month. It is called Smash, a Pinata Exhibition. It's taking place at the Prism Gallery off K Street in Midtown Sacramento. So we at the Insight team, we spent the past month making our own pinata from scratch alongside some truly talented artists. Yeah, we're not going to go as far as calling ourselves artists, but it was a lot of fun. Opening reception this Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. And if you go to the closing ceremony on Saturday, May 30th, that's where some of the pinatas, including ours, get smashed. And we do have stuff inside. So it was just so much fun to be part of the art scene here. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy Science Friday tomorrow. We'll catch you back here on Monday.